Quantum Conversations, your portal to the inner realms. Access infinite possibilities, infinite mastery, and infinite love. Mind-expanding, heart-opening conversations with some of the greatest spiritual teachers, luminaries, and healers of today's world. Usher in new earth by living in your sacred heart. Quantum Conversations is brought to you by AcousticHealth.com, home of music from the universe, online healing retreats, and this program. Claim your free registration to daily shows at AcousticHealth.com. AcousticHealth.com, your portal to the inner realms. Our program starts shortly. Welcome to another Quantum Conversation, brought to you by AcousticHealth.com. I'm Loren Gailey, and I invite you to sit back as we enter the quantum realm, that space of the greater part of you. It is your connection to infinite possibilities, infinite potential, and infinite mastery. We are in for a treat today as we are going to experience a sound voice energy healing session. My guest connects with the energy of Source and runs it through her voice. Not only does this relieve pain very quickly if we have it anywhere in our bodies, but it also assists us in bringing in the soul in a process known as soul embodiment. And this is a hot topic this year as we really stand in our personal empowerment, creating new earth solutions. I'd love to welcome my guest, Dr. Dawn Crystal, back to Quantum Conversations for this sound healing session. Dawn, hello, welcome back.
Oh, a big aloha to you, Loren. Thank you so much for having me back down from Maui, Hawaii. I'm so grateful to be here.
Yes, from Maui, Hawaii, the mountaintops of Lemuria, that energy we can already feel on this call. And it will be encoded in our show today as you run energy from Source. Dawn, this is really potent work, and we're going to work with individuals on our call today. We ask those listeners to hit *2 if you're on the phone, or you can jump on the phone line or web call if you'd like to interact with Dawn today. So, again, this energy is very potent, Dawn. So as we get there, before we start, your experience of allowing this energy to move through you, it is light language. It is a form of light language. You may not have that label attached to it, but you are running this energy from Source, and you allowed it to move through you spontaneously one time, and that's how you discovered this beautiful talent that you have. Share with us very quickly here that story of how this began to move through you.
Okay. Yep. I'll keep it very brief because I can go on for days with this, Loren. But and I just want to mention the sound that I do is beyond any language, that's any universal language. So I really believe that it's just pure frequency that comes through me, just comes through my voice. And actually, my voice is just the carrier of the sound frequencies that I channel in from Source. Because really, underneath the sounds, even under my voice, are the frequencies. And the frequencies are directly, yes, I do have that gift. And again, I've had a very challenging life before I even knew what this was or who I was or really the truth of who I am, really. Just so new people who are new to me, just to let you know, I'm labeled now as a sound energy healer worldwide, and I'm a pain relief expert. My name's Dawn Crystal. But I didn't start off this way. Early on in my life, I grew up in a very dysfunctional life with a family that was heavy drug users, alcoholics, and I was abused my whole life from day one. I never had one day of love since I was conceived. for my family, my mom, my dad. My dad left my mom before I was even born, so I was just with my mom, and I had one older sister, one younger brother, and I had three older stepbrothers that were all pretty messed up. So to make a long story short, I just grew up my life with no friends. I was always, I think from day one, had the gift of what I have or who I am now. I just never fit in with anybody. I was always at a different frequency. People used to look at me like I was, from another planet. So my whole life, I mean, I was verbally abused, all kinds of abuse from my brothers, and just all the dysfunction of watching half my family kill themselves with drugs and alcohol. And I was in the middle of this my whole life, thinking it was normal. And I had a very awkward childhood trying to go to school because my mom was on welfare, trying to feed six kids by herself, doing the best she can. I love her soul, and I look at my whole life now, everybody's a gift. But back then, it was very confusing for me. So mm-hmm. I went to school, had a learning disability because I obviously was being yelled at all the time and was learning. I was just living in dysfunction all the time. And my teachers used to put me in the corner because I just couldn't learn. I was just really messed up back then. And basically, I wore hand-me-downs that were five sizes too big that were my sister's clothes. I used to stuff tissue paper in my shoes to go to school because I had five sizes too big of shoes. That's what I used to wear, and it was very hard for me. So basically, from my childhood up, I somehow survived that. And yet, if I'm around age 16, to make a long story short, Lorraine, I actually, back then, it was different. So people didn't step in interview like they do today if they see child abuse. But anyway, one of my neighbors close by gave me their garage apartment. I was able to move out at 16. Thank God it saved my life because, like I said, everybody else was just kind of dying up in front of me, my brothers, one by one. And I got out when I could survive. I was very lucky that I had a very strong soul guidance my whole life. So I never got myself caught into it. I really feel my soul has always been guiding me my whole life, which is my heart, whatever you believe. That's what I feel is my soul guidance. And it got me out of the house at 16. I was able to still keep a job. And from there, had very little contact as I could with my family, even though I was still connected. So, again, I don't think people rent to kids at this age at 16. But anyway, so I put myself to school. I got married. I've been married twice in my life. And first marriage, I actually was in law enforcement, believe it or not. a lot of old souls I find we are in some kind of service profession. I happened to go into law enforcement and met my first husband there. And he had a major incident happen on the police force where he was blinded and lost his career. And from there, even though I was with him, we never had love from day one because I never knew what love was. I didn't even have love for myself. So, of course, that energy of that whole relationship just fizzled away. Of course, I blessed him, and we went on our way. And then from there, just pretty much just worked my whole life, just kind of trying to get by and, just kind of guided here and there to do different types of things after my police job. And I met shortly after my second husband, looking outside myself for love in the wrong places. Nothing wrong with having love outside you, but I was not looking in the right place because I was not knowing how to love myself. So I met my second husband. I was at that time, I was living on the East Coast. At that time, believe it or not, we had some beauty businesses. I actually had a very good business mind, so I was pretty, believe it or not, just opening from scratch some beauty businesses. I did well, and that relationship only lasted a very short period of time with him. And I, at that time, I was pretty lost because of the fact that my whole life, nothing was going my way. I was pretty, down and out. I just pretty much gave him everything. At the time I got divorced from him, it was over. And I just gave him everything I owned, which I just told him, take everything, take the brand new house we just built, take the cars, take everything. I just need to leave. And my soul at the time was guiding me to come to the Hawaiian Islands many years ago. And I did. I was not living on Maui at the time. But I took two bags of clothes, which was my whole life. And I took a little bag of jewelry I had, which thank God I did because that saved my life, that jewelry bag of some jewelry I took. And I had $700 approximately in cash. Took a one-way ticket to the Hawaiian Islands. And when I got here, I was able to, and I was guided, guided for my soul to get a rent-to-rec, which is a 10-year-old rent-a-car. I did not, I could not get a regular rent-a-car because I could not afford it. So that car saved my life because I lived out of that car for many months, searching, following my heart. That's where I really surrendered. I think all these gifts that I have now came to me because I didn't go to to the Hawaiian Islands. I didn't know anybody. I was just living out of a car. And my soul did not have me go to a church or anybody else. I just was guided strongly from my heart to say, nope, you stay with this. This is what you need to do. And I was very strongly guided by my soul at that time. So from there, I got oddball jobs, lived out of the car. And when I was not living out of the car, I would go to the beach. And I just started at the beach. I would just sit there at night to before they would kick me out. Obviously, the police would kick people out before I'd have to leave. I would just try to soothe myself and ground myself as best as I can because I was thinking I was absolutely crazy for leaving all my life and everything to go homeless. So I would sit there, and then all of a sudden, I would start making sounds started coming through my voice. And it was the sounds that you'll hear on the call today, but they were a little different back then. And they were actually sounds coming through my voice, not to help anybody else, Lauren. It was really to help myself because I was I thought I was absolutely crazy. So these sounds would start coming through me, and people would be on the beach, believe it or not, listening to these sounds. They were not really open back then. I've been doing this work for many years, and people back then are not as open as they are now. These sounds are permeating so far that people were actually feeling them, and people were like asking me what I was doing, and I said, I don't know what I'm doing. These sounds are just coming through me, but can I sit with you? You're helping me. Lady, I don't know what you're doing, but you're helping me. I said, sure, you may sit with me. One lady said, you're helping my pain. I said, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just making sounds. And then another guy says, you're helping my anxiety, so can I sit with you? So I used to have that flood of people coming to me, and I was obviously at different beaches at different times. And then word got out, because this is Hawaiian Islands, it's like a small town mentality here, where I got my first really big gig in my healing. I did not have a website back then, by the way, guys, I don't even think I had a cell phone. But a lady from a spa, one of her spa people who worked with her during the daytime actually got a treatment from me on the beach, or she was in my group sitting with me, just people sitting with me on the beach listening to my sound one night. And she asked the spa owner back then, I was in a divorce. She was really desperate for money. Heard about me because they kind of heard that I was a little intuitive, and this lady liked that, the spa owner liked that I could, maybe do some readings. She was kind of on the wind that I was doing readings and making some sound, not touching anybody, which was not a liability for her and her spa. The lady came and one night and just invited me to the spa to sit in her massage rooms while people were coming out of a local luau that was actually passing right past her spa door. And she put a poster of me on the door saying, intuitive readings, come feel the sounds, the healing sounds, and then whatever it was, I don't really remember. And people would come in there, and I would have a tip jar, and people would tip me. And, of course, half the money I made was going for revenue to the spa, because this lady was really desperate, who owned the spa back then, to keep it open. So it worked out. And then from there, of doing that work for months and months, people got more wind of what I was doing. That's kind of how I've taken off now globally. I was actually doing little gigs from there, just working at local vitamin shops, doing their health fairs and stuff. And then I was making tips, and that was really helping me back then feed myself because I was living on the dollar menu, not on McDonald's for many months. I was not even eating organic at all. So from there I evolved and, of course, got on my feet and got a cell phone. And a lot of the people who were working with me at these places were asking for, can I have a phone number? I'd like to work with you again. And then from there I kind of discovered my soul. Some way, some part of my being says, you can do a phone session. I was like, I didn't know I could work doing this work by phone. And so I gave them my phone number, and I said, okay, yes, sure, I'll do a session. And then I did a session and thought it worked, and I was like, wow, this is actually working. I can actually do my work by phone. And that's where I evolved. And then from there is when I got my website up gradually. So what I'm trying to say is this is a gift that found me, everybody. I did not take a class. I really feel I've already had this, but it just was a timing. A timing and a surrender on my part to say, yes, I will do it, because it's a choice. I really feel we have a choice. Whatever healing you're doing is a choice. And it was my choice to really step into my power because there wasn't any other way for me to go, really. And to this day, I'm so blessed in looking at my whole life. I mean, there's a lot more to it. I can get into hours of this, but I look at it as a blessing, It's a gift that found me. It's a divine gift. And of course, Lauren, over all these years, I've had time to fine-tune and really know how to work with these energies that are within me now that are already with me, but also the new energies that have come to me over the years from Source just to kind of download me with more energy so I could work with groups of people, which I was not able to do at first. So it's been a process, but it's been a labor of love because it's really my passion.
That is beautiful, and I'd love to highlight a few key words that you said there. You surrendered. You really did. You allowed and you surrendered, and it's a gift that found you. And I would love to say, indeed, it's a past life remembrance, wouldn't you say?
I think it's, honestly, to truthfully, the way I mean, my own perception of it, I think it's just my spirit, my soul. I think it's just my soul in general.
Yes.
I think all of our souls come in with a gift, if you're really a true to what you're doing. That just happens to be my really true gift for this lifetime. And I think I've already been a healer in many lifetimes, like you say. I probably was, but I don't think I was doing it like I am now. I think my skills or my healing abilities obviously have been upgraded to being now, you know, whatever's needed. But I feel that my soul, whatever incarnations I've had in past lifetimes, have always been a healer. I just know just from my own work, because I also am a soul reader. I read people's souls as well. I know that I've been doing this many past lives. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty humbling.
Pretty humbling. And we know that we've heard this story so many times that light workers such as yourself will really take on a very difficult family, a dysfunctional family, to bring the light to that family against all odds. So very beautiful. So now you work with these.
But I also want to mention right now, my path, even after going through all that, I'm still bringing a lot of light to myself, to Earth, to my body.
Yeah.
I still have to deal with other energies that are not wanting that. So I actually have a lot on my plate at all times, because it's a yin-yang here on Earth, bringing light, but not everybody wants light. So it's I have a lot of different levels go on it all the time. But, you know, we can go into that another show. But, it's when you're really true to what you do, it's not just you have an awakening and you're over and that's it. It's a constant. I mean, Lauren, I live with animals. I mean, I don't say anything with humans. Please don't get me wrong. I live a very, very, how can I put it, sacred life in my own way, because I choose to live with just animals and keep my energy very clean and clear. And I've been like this for like almost 20 years now. And the reason for it is because I'm really married to my work, and I really want to be full integrity with people who I work with, and really bring in pure energy of whatever is needed to come to them. So that's kind of how I live. I really eat, drink, and sleep when I'm doing. I don't just turn it on for a show. I'm actually living like this all the time, 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really important for me to say that, because I don't just turn it on just for just one moment and then I go back to doing something else. It's really something I live 24/7.
Well, the strong soul guidance that you had as a child, you're still working with that. It is coming through you as you work with these energies. Dawn Crystal is a sound voice energy healer, and we're going to experience an activation. So, Dawn, let's get right to an experience where we can hear and feel these frequencies. You've got a chakra activation. Tell us a little bit about that, and you're free to begin.
Yeah, I just want to mention about the chakra activation so people understand. It's your free will if you want to listen to it or not. And you're only going to receive, everybody, what you're needing. So I don't bring in anything foreign to you. If anything, what I'm doing is I'm activating something that's already within yourself that may be asleep or dormant, okay? That's ready. So when I do the activations with the group process, everybody, I'm very simple healer, so I don't put on a show. So just know I just will kind of have you put attention to different parts of your body, which are very basic. We're just going to go mainly with just like the seven chakras, and we'll just kind of stop at start at the top instead of starting at the root chakra. And while I'm making sound, I'll just kind of do a little bit of activation for everybody, and we'll just kind of put focus on these areas and then just receive it. If you're just listening now and you want to just listen and not participate, that is fine too. It's your free will. These are source energies. Source energy knows if you want to receive it or not. And if this is a replay, people on the replay will receive it as well equally. Okay? So, ready, Lauren? We'll start?
Yes. Thank you, Dawn.
Yeah. Okay, everybody. So let's go ahead and just do, like I said, I'm very simple, okay? So I keep everything simple. Let's put focus at the top of our crown chakra, which is the top of our head, and just know that you're ready for, I'm an activator, so that's what I do, you know? So I'm actually here to get people to their next level of evolution, and that's really what my key is also, beyond just releasing pain and rebalancing people. Let's go ahead and receive the top crown chakra activation to the best of your ability, and let's receive that now. Ooh. 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 And I am going to make a loud sound. It sounds so bizarre. Yes, it does. This loud sound that I do right now, I usually do that with the callers too. It's really me moving energy with my sounds through my voice. So when you hear a loud sound, just know there's a lot of energy moving. So I'm going to make one loud sound. Just imagine that big heavy layer, everybody, off the top of your head. Just go right in the light above your head. And you can believe, and if you believe in God's light, source light, divine light, whatever you believe is fine. Okay, so it doesn't have to be, I try to stay out of the religion. So just kind of just imagine white light above your head, and let's let that go now with the sound. There it goes. Okay, everybody, let's take a deep breath. And this activation will last. So just know, just because I made like 1 second or minute of sound, it will work with you the whole call and beyond the call, okay? So let's go ahead down to your third eye and just receive this next sound. I don't even like to use activation, but we're just going to say that, okay? So let's go ahead and put your focus to your third eye, and let's receive that right now. Okay, let's take a deep breath, everybody, on that one. Okay. Okay, let's go ahead and drop our focus down to the middle of our throat chakra. And that's the next activation. So repeat this, everybody, while I make some sound. Take a deep breath, please. Okay, so we're going to drop our focus and attention, everybody, into your heart chakra. In this activation, just think of somebody you love in your life. If it's your beloved child, your beloved husband, wife, spouse, or beloved pet, put them in your heart now while we do a little bit of a heart chakra activation. So receive that, everybody, now, and put your focus and attention in the heart. So let's begin. Woo! Take a deep breath, everybody, after that. Beautiful. Let's drop our focus and tension around the belly button area. You don't have to be exact, everybody, because we cover such a wide area. Just put your focus right at the belly button. Fine. And let's do a little activation there, everybody, and receive that now if you choose. Everybody? Okay. Let's drop focus and attention around 2 inches below the belly button. 2 to 3 inches is fine. Doesn't have to be exact. And it's going to be the next chakra activation. Let's go ahead and put focus and attention there now, everybody. Want to make some sound doing the activation. Beautiful. All right, let's take another deep breath, please, everybody. Okay, let's go ahead. We got one more to go. It's going to be your root chakra. So it's around the pubic bone area to everyone's best of your ability. Just put your focus and attention around the around your pubic bone area. It's fine. And let's repeat this next activation. And then we're going to do one more step after that. Let's repeat that now, everybody. Beautiful. Let's take a deep breath. And if I sound a little bit out of breath myself, that just tells you that I'm doing the work, okay, through me. So I don't have a team. I just do this work myself, and I'm out of breath because I'm working for a lot of people. Okay. So anyway, everybody, that's just the basic. Those activations will last beyond the physical call. Now, I want to do one more step further so we can ground our life force energy, of course, from all our chakras. We're going to imagine beautiful white divine energy of source or God, whatever you believe. I want everybody to imagine that now. Oh, I'm out of breath. From the best of your ability, going down your crown chakra, all the way through your physical body, all the way down your feet, all the way down to the center of our loving Mother Earth. And I want you to make it like a beautiful heart-shaped anchor or something that's loving, because Mother Earth is safe, even though some people don't think that, but it really is. So let's go ahead and just do the best of your ability for your highest good only. We're just going to ground in your life force energy, which is your soul, through your physical body to your feet, grounded to our center of Mother Earth. And that's really going to help accelerate the healing today for people who I work with, and of course, at anybody who wants to participate in the call. So let's go ahead and ground our life force energy with these sounds to your best of your ability. And let's start that last process of that right now. Everybody, let's take two deep breaths right now and let that energy just work for you. Whatever you allow is fine. Okay, so Lorraine, that's just a simple process just to get everybody kind of grounded in their physical bodies and their life force energy with their soul. And from there, we can start, you know, if you want to take callers or whatever your next step is, that'd be great.
Yes, well, I just have to say that was wonderful. The way that each area of focus was different, and the experience, it would be wonderful to hear from our listeners if anyone wants to share what you experienced. Wow, it was different. At one point, even in the belly button, it was like rooting out old programs. I found that very interesting. And then the heart was so gentle.
Yes, it was really bringing in love to people and activating a very deep level. And I just really realized even recently how, especially today's programs about pain. Of course, I do other shows, but today's about pain, how we can bypass our ego's mind with the sounds of source. Because it's very soothing for the physical part of our being that likes to be in control. So I really grateful to have the sounds that come through me because I can work with people very fast. So you'll hear in the callers, and I work with them in my sessions like that. I don't need to spend hours with people to shift people because the source sounds that come through me are so beyond words that the mind can't sit here and try to figure it out. So I love that, and that's why the work I do is really potent. So I'm grateful that you are feeling that, you know?
Yes, and I have headphones on, and I know that makes a little bit of a difference. Before, even if we hear it through our speakers, we can feel the vibration. So it is wonderful how that's happening. We're going to take some callers right now. So
great.
Again, I want to remind our listeners that anything that comes out of Dawn's mouth is a vibration that each one of us can connect to and use to embody our soul, to connect deeper within, to remove or detox. Also, there's a question coming in from our audience. Will this process remove chronic pain?
Well, that's the best part about even having this on the replay. The sounds there are really to help activate, and also they're really known to help soothe and help people with chronic anxiety and all kinds of, I'm not a doctor, so I just want to mention I'm not making any medical claims about my work. But it does also help. I've had emails sent to me about insomnia issues. But, yes, it will help with pain. And I do want to mention it's always your choice and your free will of what you're receiving. So always set your intention before, especially if you re-listen to this recording today or if you ever work with me, just set an intention of silence, you know, beforehand before you listen to anything or work with somebody. And that's really where the power is in your free will, okay?
Beautiful.
All right.
All right, so listeners, if you're on the call, on the telephone, star 2 will raise your hand to interact with Dawn. We'll get to as many callers as we can. If you're listening on the webcast, you can click back and rejoin by web call, and that actually uses your computer tools to put your voice so that you can speak with Dawn. So that is another way that you can interact with Dawn, through the web call connection. Let's go on up to Des Moines, Iowa. We are taking caller with a phone number that ends in 2889. Hi, caller. What's your name?
Hello, this is Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Aloha.
Aloha. I've been having some chronic back pain. I've been diagnosed with arthritis in my spine and just chronic sciatica pain, and it's been preventing me from sometimes walking and then also to be mobile, even to drive. It goes numb.
Uh-huh.
And so I just kind of wanted to know if you could help me with anything of getting out of some pain.
Yeah. And I wanted to ask first before I do anything, Terry, do I have permission to connect with you on an energetic level?
Yes.
Okay, quick question. You sound very young to me. How old are you in the physical? Just curious.
51.
51 years young. Okay. So anyway, and I'm just kind of picking up, did you ever have an accident in your life? Some kind of jolting accident?
I was in a car accident about 4 years ago, but the airbag didn't go off. But at that time, there was no, I hit a 300-pound buck.
And you did what? You did what? I didn't hear that.
I hit a 300-pound buck, a deer.
Oh,
and
God.
The car was totaled, but at that time, supposedly, physically, I was okay.
Yeah, I want to mention one thing about that. This is very important for you to hear this wisdom by now, because you were actually, you kind of felt this in the accident, because I'm a soul reader, and your soul's telling me this right now, that you were actually cushioned with some white light to help you in that accident so you would not get hurt. Were you aware of that barrier that was put around you from Source or God, whatever you believe?
Not at the time, but after people were asking how I was injured in the car when they looked at it and I wasn't injured, I kind of felt that there was something else involved.
Yeah, your body still took a jolt no matter how much you had white light. It was just not meant for you to get hurt in an accident. But I'm actually getting from your soul that accident was severe enough where you should. Most people would have looked at you and said, are you sure you walked away from that with nothing?
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Okay. Well, let's do a little bit of a real, for a few minutes now, I'd like to do a little realignment on the back of your back because you're a little bit out of whack. I kind of see that, have you seen a chiropractor in the past?
I saw one yesterday in some physical therapist, but the pain so far hasn't been going away.
Well, okay. Well, follow your heart, because like I said, I'm not a medical person to tell you that, but I want to mention they're not getting to the root cause. So, again, let's see what we could do right now, just in a few minutes of sound. This will be like a free mini healing for you. Are you ready to receive it?
Yes, please.
Okay, so imagine a white light above your head, and to the best of your ability, just imagine everything going into that beautiful divine light of God or source, whatever you believe, carry. And I'm just going to make sound and just imagine it releasing, okay?
Okay.
So let's begin. Receive for your highest good. Are you married?
Single.
Single? Dating someone before?
Not recently, no.
Okay. Yeah, I see a male energy at your head, so I don't know who that would be blocking you from you receiving your divine source energy on a daily basis, but I'm going to clear it, okay? And you can think about that later, okay? Something's blocking you. Feel this lead. Did you feel something kind of lighten up at your head?
Yeah,
it did. That doesn't help when you have an energy just staying up there blocking you, because that's where your source energy comes from. Is the crown chakra, so we just kind of opened it up. So let's just clear that. I'm working your back right now. Feel something happening in the back area?
It's getting warm and tingly.
Yeah, great. And it goes in your back to your, what was it, back of your leg?
Yeah, all the way down to my foot on the right side. Yeah,
right side. Okay. Are you sitting right now?
Lying down.
Okay. And then we could just stand up straight for a minute so I can work the back of you.
Yep.
Yeah, I want to get to your feet on the backhand. Okay. So just stand up. You're standing up for just a minute, and then you can go sit down. Okay.
Okay.
Are you standing? Okay. Let's do it now. You should feel that. There it goes.
Yep.
You're realigning your whole body. I just couldn't get to the back of your legs with you laying there, so that's good. I got it right now. Just keep breathing. How's that feeling now? You feeling a more flow from your feet up to your head and the back side of your body? Great, great. Keep receiving. And I want to mention, let me just finish this and I'm going to talk for a minute. Okay, why don't you take a deep breath? Tell me how that's feeling right now.
Much better.
It's going to get better. Yeah, so I want to mention one thing. You're so ready for my work today, and I'm out of breath. So it just tells you how much work energy I'm working here. I'm out of breath, girl. So that means I moved a lot of energy for you. So I want to mention one thing. You might be a little sore after me. What I just did for you was I did a deeper alignment that no doctor or anybody can really do. I'm really working with source energy to realign you on all levels, which was energetics as well, which is really a lot of your problem, because you did have you had an issue with the accident. Okay, it just got worse and worse as time was going on. So give this a couple days, I want to mention, Carrie, and please drink some extra water after this mini session I just did with you today. And, of course, if you do my program, that'll help too. But I want to mention, for a few days you might feel a little sore because the fact that your body is so used to not being in alignment. I actually just brought your whole body to perfect alignment, okay, as you were created by source. So that's pretty cool, huh?
Yes, thank you.
Well, really feel yourself. How are you feeling now since we started the mini healing? Just so, you know, people can hear that.
Oh, lighter.
Is the pain going away?
Yeah.
Right now? Yeah, yeah, it did. And feel your head. It feels lighter, right?
Yep.
Feel your shoulders and your neck. It was tight when I started with you. How's your shoulders and your neck feeling right now?
Looser. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you have more flow going through your body. Can you feel that there's more, like, I don't know if your perception would be heat or energy moving. Can you feel that flow going through your body right now?
Yes. Yep,
okay, that is actually what I do in all my sessions with people. This is called life force energy. That's my gift. I can really ground in your life force energy in your body, because really what I'm doing is I'm empowering you, everybody. Bringing in your soul or your life force energy to your body, which will really help ground it in your body so your body can heal itself. So how does that sound, Carrie?
That's great.
So that's what I did. So I did a lot of work in a very short period of time because, like, again, as I mentioned, sound is beyond words, and it doesn't, the mind likes to slow things down with words, and I'm just grateful that I could bring it in sound frequency, which your mind can't figure it out. So how does that sound?
Great. Thank you.
Well, thanks for letting me share my gift and enjoy the energy, and I hope to connect with you in the future. And I'm just going to disconnect with you right now, Carrie, and have a blessed day. It was definitely divine guidance for you to be on the call today. So thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Much love.
Thank you. All right, Carrie, thank you. That actually affected all of us. I even feel much better, too. Just a quick question on chiropractors. Are you, there's a report out there, and I don't know if it's to discourage people from using chiropractors. I've always thought that it's really good to move the energy. And then there's some that say it's not so good anymore. I'm still a believer that it makes me feel really good. What are your thoughts?
I don't have a right or wrong, because I think they're there for a reason, you know. I'm working on such a different level, and I'm being truthful, because I'm not, I'm not here for everybody, okay, Lauren? That's one thing I'm very humbled about. Not everybody's open to the work that I'm doing here today. So, and I want to mention, if you're getting results from a chiropractor, because they are doing what they're supposed to be doing and they're doing what they're trained to do, I'm just working on a different level, which is, I really feel my work I do is the root cause. But I think that their work is effective, too, because sometimes you do need a little bit of that also, okay? But, if you haven't had any results going that route, because, again, I'm not a medical professional and I'm not taking anything in the place of that. I'm just adding to what you're currently doing, so I want everybody to hear that. I think you could do, try my work, it might go away. And two, if you tried everything and you just haven't gotten anywhere, then of course I would say I would love to have a session with you. I think, as you just heard with this caller, when I worked with her 2 minutes, and her whole body shifted in 2 minutes. I mean, she had no pain. And it's not a feel-good session either, what I'm doing here, everybody. This is long-term that I'm working with. So I don't want you to think that, oh, I gave her some energy and I gave her a feel-good pill. No, this is really bringing her life force energy in the body, and I was actually moving energy. You heard me out of breath. That I do a lot of work in a very short period of time. So it's definitely long-term. Okay, I just want to make a note of that. I'm actually getting past the pain body is what I'm really doing. Bypassing it is what I should say.
Yes, actually, in ways we cannot even perceive, you were working multidimensionally.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to go to our next caller. We've got lots of people on the line. We're going to try to get to as many as possible. Let's go to San Juan, Washington. You're unmuted. Hello, what's your name, please?
Oh, my goodness. This is Shauna.
Hi, Shauna.
Hello? Hi. Oh, I just, I'm kind of new to you, Lauren, but I have heard this wonderful lady before, and your energy is just amazing, and I just love what you do so much.
Oh, well, aloha to you, Shauna. I want to say
aloha
thank you
to you, and I think I get teary because I relate to your story so much.
Oh, that was a short version, but
yes,
but I am real. I'm just real like everybody else, and honestly,
you're so down to earth, and
your
work is so powerful.
What can I help you with today?
What you can help me with is I'm really pulling out of a 20 years of pain and disability, and really being barely able to function. And thanks to people like you and listening to these kind of calls, I'm discovering that, I'm really, pulling out of this and moving forward. I have a project that's coming, that I'm pushing out, and I'm not used to being around people anymore. I've had to be isolated for, 20 years. I used to be an entertainer. I used to be up in front of people. And now it's like, when I meet with people and just talk with people, I'm still shook up today because I met a wonderful person on the phone, and I'm shook up because I talk to somebody, and I talk to myself for days after I meet with people. So I kind of have a little bit of post-traumatic stress disorder left, and everything really hits me in my gut, and I'm like, you know, I'm like afraid to eat food. I'm afraid to, you know, talk to people because I'm afraid to going back into pain. So I guess it's the emotional thing, but it brings me pain as well, physical pain.
I want to ask a quick question because I might have missed that. How did you get the pain originally? Where did it come from?
Well,
it's
kind of weird. I had environmental illness, and I had with the stomach problems. And about 10 years ago, I did a long-distance healing, and it helped with the environmental illness tremendously, but I wound up getting upper digestive problems, and I've never been able to conquer them. I'm, you know, one of those people that have tried everything. And they're better now, but I'm, you know, any little thing, you know, that I feel there, I was like, oh, no, it's going to come back, you know. And so I still get a little bounce with it.
Well, what I'm going to do today is I'm going to ground, would you allow me to ground your life force energy in your body so this way your life force energy, or if you want to call it your soul, can help you?
Oh, I would love that.
Okay. All right. And nothing foreign, just you, just really you, okay? I don't bring anything foreign to anybody. I just bring people back to themselves. How's that sound?
That sounds awesome. That's what I need. I used to be such a cool person.
Well, you still are.
Thank
you.
You
are a beautiful lady. Let's go ahead and hold light above your head, my beautiful lady, and imagine white light of source or God, whatever you believe, Sean. I want you to, first we're going to clear you out, so I kind of feel you have some energy in your energy field that's not you. So let's go ahead and imagine that leaving in the light with me making sound, okay?
Yes.
Let's go ahead and start that now. I'm going to connect with you, okay? Is that okay?
Yes.
Receive. You want to imagine that heavy energy above your head going in the light with this loud sound. Let it go. Do you feel that?
Yeah.
Let it all in the light. You're working with me. I'm here assisting. I'm going to clear all your energy connections to you, energetically and physically now, of everything that's not your highest good must leave, Shauna. And the only way it could come back is if you invite it back yourself, which I don't think you're going to do after this call. But let's go ahead and clear everything now. Breathe and feel your lungs open. Feel your energy expand while I make these sounds, okay?
Okay.
Feel this. And anybody else on the call can feel this too. Take a couple deep breaths. How is that feeling so far?
Oh, gosh, it is powerful.
Yeah, it is. I want to do a little bit more with you because you really need, your inner child needs to feel your spirit, needs to feel love. I kind of feel there's some trauma with you early on in life, and that's okay. Today. We're only got 2 minutes to work together, but I want to make this very potent for you.
Thank you.
Let's open up your heart chakra. As Shauna, we're going to bring every age of birth from you in this lifetime to the age of you on the phone with me now. We're going to bring you back to your higher self, your God present self, your source self, whatever you believe in your heart chakra, and receive this activation. If you cry, that's beautiful. That's a reunion. So let's let that permeate you right now and receive for your highest good. Oh, you're already crying, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. Accept that beautiful. Okay, this is very deep work, Lauren, that I'm doing right now. She's having a connection with her soul, and I have to give. You just enjoy that. Breathe and receive that love. You need the love, and that's what's happening right now. Your soul is coming in to love you. Repeat that while I make the sound.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Keep praying. Oh my God, I got goose pimples. How, that is very humbling what I'm doing right now, Lauren. That is what we call a very deep soul reunion with Shkana and her spirit. And that's the work I do every day. And she was so ready for this today. Oh my gosh. And I want to mention anybody else on the call who is needing this love that comes in from, that's the love that actually I had to find early on in my life. And this is what my next, since I found this love, that's how I can actually activate people's heart chakras right now, because I had to find this love myself, and it was pretty explosive, just like you experienced it myself. Mm. And do you feel love right now? I just want to ask Shauna, do you feel much more peace to you and actually, like, really just some love? Do you just feel love?
I just feel like...
Now she's giggly. See, I love it.
Yeah.
That is powerful today. I'm just so grateful that I could able to share my gift and activate that and bring your soul in your body to show you that you're really loved and you're okay. You're really okay.
Oh, man.
You're really okay.
Oh, thank you. I adore you. I just can't wait to move forward. Thank you both so much. Everybody.
Oh, beautiful lady. I want to mention, be easy on yourself for a couple days, because this energy beyond this few minutes of mini healing that I just did with you is going to keep working with you. So stay in gratefulness all day and just thank your, whatever you believe, God or source, whatever you believe, and just say thank you for helping me today. That'll be your gratefulness for the rest of today, and just let the energy work and be just interesting. If you drop a line to Lauren, let us know how you're doing. We really appreciate that.
I will. Oh, I will do that. Thank you. Thank you
much
so
love.
Much.
Much love, beautiful lady.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you, Shauna. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that was potent. That really was beautiful to witness that. And we all felt that. We each one of us felt that in our heart. It's so beautiful. Really, Dawn. Okay.
I had two symbols from that. That's how powerful it really was. Yeah.
And so, yes, and this is what you do in your sessions. I want to direct our listeners to your special offer. We're going to talk about that. But anything can go in your sessions. People can request specific help. We've got questions coming in like, can you do this to clear finance blocks, et cetera, sciatica pain, all of it.
Everything,
yes.
Anything.
It's almost like scalar energy. If we could measure it, we would see a scalar energy effect. Really cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go to, we're going to go on up to Toronto, Canada. Looks like Barbara is on the phone. Hi, Barbara.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi.
Oh, great. Oh, thank you. I'm still crying from the last caller.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was very powerful. Thank you for that. My issue is like chronic inflammation, so I've got pain in my muscles and in my joints, and I've been using various methods to alleviate the pain, but sometimes I just feel I can hardly get out of bed.
Beautiful Barbara, thank you for calling in. This is Dawn Crystal. Thank you. And I just have a question. How long has that been going on with you in this issue that you're having that you just described?
About 3 years now.
Okay. Anything significant happen in your life that just happened, or is it just kind of something that just kind of showed up out of nowhere?
My partner passed away.
Yeah.
My mother's chronically ill. So there's lots of stress.
Yeah, she have a lot of deep issues here. Yeah, and it's you've taken on Barbara. You're a little older soul. Do you realize that, my dear? And you take on everybody's stuff.
I know it manifests. I see it happening, and yet I don't know how to stop.
I'm gonna clear that on you today, if you don't mind. I don't like to create boundaries, but I like to say in your case, because there's a part of your being that doesn't know how to have healthy boundaries, just start putting some white light around yourself every day, because really having a, your soul will keep, after I clear you, your soul can kind of keep yourself with you. So when I say self with you, I mean keep your energy of you, so you're not taking on the world in your energy field. And a lot of that stuff is kind of, you're kind of downloading everybody's stuff, including their pain, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you're just a good soul. You're a beautiful soul for doing it, but it's not your job. And there's a part of our being sometimes that just doesn't know better, okay? And, you know, like I said, your stuff's kind of deep. So we could do as an activation today. And, of course, if you get my program, all my MP3s are going to help with that, okay, because you have layers, okay? But would you like to do a little clearing right now? And anybody on the call is welcome to participate. And what I'm going to do, if you'd like, we'll just kind of make some sound. You're going to imagine everything leaving you. And I'm going to clear out everybody's stuff. And you do have very, you have something deep with your husband leaving, that there's unresolved pain there. So I don't know if he left quick or what, but I kind of feel like you didn't heal totally from that. Are you aware of that?
On some level, yes. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. So that's something you can work on, and that's, you know, part of what I do. But let's go ahead and just do a little bit of activation to see if I can help you at least clear some of this stuff out, okay?
Yes, please.
Okay, let's just imagine white light, my dear, and just imagine everything leaving it up and through your head, your crown chakra, and the light that's not serving you for your highest good. And let's repeat that now, this activation or clearing. We're going to make a loud sound on YouTube. So feel this, that you'll feel a heavy layer leave your head. Feel that kind of move off. Are you aware of anything kind of moving?
Oh, yeah, my body's kind of making these funny motions.
Oh, perfect. Your soul. Okay, your soul wants me to embody your soul. So let's clear you out, and I'm going to body your soul. Your soul is kind of halfway there. Let's just kind of clear everything out so we can kind of bring your soul in to help you heal. How does that sound?
Wonderful.
Okay, that's what's happening right now. So let's just clear you, and then I can bring your soul stronger in your body. That's it. Imagine everything leaving right now. I'm clearing all energy connections to you on all levels that is not serving your highest good. I'm going to bring back the energy back to source. Be recycled or brought back to where it needs to go, but not in your energetic or physical body, Barbara. Receive this now and clear it all out. Let's give it all to source. You should feel your energy or your body getting lighter. Are you aware of that?
No, I'm just crying here.
Oh, beautiful. We're going to do a little, I think we need to do some heart activation with you too. I'm going to open up your heart chakra, my dear, and bring you back home to who you really are, which is love itself. And let's do it now. All ages of Barbara, from birth in this lifetime to the age of Barbara on the phone with Dawn Crystal now, let's do it and receive. Let's take a couple deep breaths and tell me how you're feeling with those sounds, Barbara.
I'm smiling and I'm crying at the same time.
Yeah, but a beautiful cry. Do you feel that soul connection?
I feel so much lighter. I do.
Yeah, your soul is like loving you right now, because you, on the other hand, too, I feel there's been some trauma in your life and you just haven't felt loved. Is that true?
Yes, very much.
Yeah, you haven't, and I feel that from your childhood. So what I did was I just kind of brought you home to yourself. Isn't that beautiful? Just bringing yourself back to you, which is really love itself. And I grounded your soul in your body, so feel your feet. Do you feel your feet kind of solid on planet Earth right now?
Yes, definitely.
That's your soul. So when we get off the phone here right now, because we have a lot of callers, I just want to mention this energy is going to continue, so please be easy on yourself, drink some water, and just stay in gratefulness all day of you being picked today. And I worked with you, and just let the energy keep working on you. This is really a blessing. And hopefully I'll talk with you or work with you in the future.
Thank you. I'm so very, very grateful. Thank you so very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Enjoy it. Much blessings and love to you, Barbara. I'm going to disconnect, and I hope to hear from you soon.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have a blessed
Thank
day.
Thank you, Barbara. Beautiful. Okay. Wow. Really potent, as you said earlier. This is energy that we can feel. And when it's life force energy directed specifically at our body, it helps us feel better, sleep better, and really, truly embody our soul. Okay,
yeah.
Dawn, let's take a quick moment now and talk about your special offer. You've got two options, and this is a way that people can use MP3s that are encoded to help remove pain and also work with you in a personal, private, one-on-one session.
Yes. Yes, we have a Package A and a Package B, and the Package A is, I believe it's 10 MP3s, and they're, you know, item one addresses emotional pain. So if you have anything with depression or anything unconscious, anything with emotional, this module is going to go from past lifetimes up to the present moment, clearing out everything in the way of you feeling yourself. So you've been seeing the connections that we've been doing today, just bringing people back home. So all these MP3s are really here to help you go on deeper levels if you have some chronic issues. And we start with item one, with emotional pain. Item two is clearing back pain. So a lot of people have issues with back pain. I do want to mention, Lorraine, we do have a Package B that is actually going to have all these MP3s that I'm naming right now, and I will mention that the 30-minute session with me will help you if you have really chronic stuff, and it's very closely priced to Package A, so we'll get into that in a minute. So if you have Package B, clearing back pain is really good because it gets you, you know, all kinds of issues, including inherited energy, past lives, low, you know, anything that's from accidents, if you have anything physically that's happened to you, and also low vibrational energy that we pick up from the world, okay? So it clears a lot of different things, including entities, which we're not really talking about today. But anytime you bring in high vibrational energy or source, it's going to get away. It's going to clear everything in the way of you, you know, being 100% in perfect health. So just know that it's just everything is covered with these MP3s. Item three is clearing any type of abdominal pain. I want to mention, even if you don't have an area of pain and you're just interested in the program, all the modules that I'm going to be talking about actually brings your body into perfect balance and alignment. So you may be guided by your higher self right now to buy the program, and you're like, I don't have any back pain. I don't have any of these. Well, a lot of times people buy my program, and it's really beyond the mind, is because you need frequencies in here to bring your body back into perfect balance and alignment. So this helps beyond just having pain. But we do address different areas. So this is going to bring all parts of the body into one vessel of you being a healthy, you know, energetic vessel, flowing and clearing, flowing in your physical body with your life force energy, which is your spirit. So this all helps with that. So item three is abdominal pain. And then we go into item four, which is clearing the heart valves and arteries, but it's also clearing heart walls, meaning traumas that we've had in this lifetime or past lives, everybody, including belief systems, inherited energy is a big one. If you brought it in from your family history or line, that's going to go and help clear that too. And anything chronic, everybody, I'd like to work with you in person. We'll talk about that in a minute. Item five, clearing the throat and lungs. Again, if you don't have the issue, you know, listening to all these MP3s is really going to bring your body into perfect alignment. So, you know, this is just a multi, you know, dimensional type of program where it's going to help you no matter whatever you listen to. And the frequencies that every time you listen to could be a little bit differently, and you might feel it differently in your body because that's what you're needing for that moment. Everything's in the moment, okay? So throat to lungs, if you've had surgeries, it's going to just clear anything. Anything that you, low vibrational energy might be stuck in your throat. A lot of people don't speak their truth. So that's going to help clear the throat chakra. So you speak your truth more clearly. So it also helps you get up to the highest vibration that you're supposed to be at right now. And then item six, clearing the brain. Headaches is a big one for me. I am known worldwide for helping people not only get out of pain, but I've actually helped thousands of people with headaches. So if you got headaches, anything like that, you might want to try me if you tried everything, including migraines. So that's a good one to listen to. It's going to clear everything. And then, of course, item seven, shoulder and neck pain is huge. So I highly recommend just listening to that. That's gold in itself, and helps with stiff neck, all kinds of issues with your neck and shoulder pain, okay? And then item eight is clearing foot and ankle pain. A lot of people have issues with their feet. It's also going to be helping people ground in their life force energy to their feet. So you may not have a foot or ankle spur or any kind of thing, but it's also going to help with block energy because a lot of people have blocks throughout their whole body, and this is really going to help clear those blocks this is energetically. So your life force energy can flow freely through your physical body so your body can heal itself naturally. So it's all about self-empowerment here. I'm all about that. So we go into item 9, which is clearing the joints of the body. So we go into a couple of different joints, really clearing all the joints of the body, the wrist, elbow, knees, to name a few. It's going to help with clearing inflammation, clearing blockages, any kind of injury, belief systems, any low vibrational energy. Stuck in those areas, if you have any issues with that, I highly recommend just that one module. It's worth the price of the whole program, including. And then item 10 is teeth gum pain. Oh, my God, TMJ. I have so many people come to me with that issue because the problem is I find that there's not a lot of people out there who can actually move energy through the teeth, gum, and jaw, and I have that gift. So if you've got any issues with that, of course, this will help. And if it's really chronic, I would like to work with you in person because I can get the energy moving in seconds. And that's for just the item for package A. And I think is there Lauren, a bonus?
Let's see.
I think
we'll
it's
have to check
Discover
that
Sound
special.
Healing.
Yes, yeah. The Discover Sound Healing CD, which
yeah,
is an MP3.
Yeah, that's my just a meditation that I've made. It's become very famous. It's only like less than all the work I do is like less than 30 minutes. It makes huge shifts. You just heard callers say. But anyway, listening to that will help people, and it's been known to help people with chronic anxiety and sleep issues and stuff like that, and depression. A lot of people just listen to it at night with their headphones, and it really helps people. That value, I call it priceless, but I do sell it at Amazon. I think it's like $20. So you get that free just as a bonus just by purchasing package A. And you also will get the same, all 10 MP3s I just named, and also the bonus Discover Sound Healing MP3 that I just named on package B, everybody. And then package B, again, I was just mentioning that I don't have a lot of slots open in my schedule, so I did make some available for Lauren's show. And it's a 30-minute session with me, which is really, as you hear from the callers, 30 minutes with me, we can do a whole lot of work. We don't need hours to heal. I don't believe in that. I really feel that we can get beyond the pain, body, and the mind. We can clear anything. So the 30-minute session, I made some available sessions for Lauren's show. Please take advantage of that, only because it's very high. I priced the package B very close to price to package A. So I want to work with as many people as I can to help you get through your issues or whatever's going on in your life. I'm talking, we can work on anything, okay? If you want abundance, we'll work the 30 minutes on abundance. If you have just physical issues, you really need your life force energy flowing, we'll do everything in a 30-minute session. So that's part of package B, including everything I just named from package A, and I hope that I can serve you in one way or another. So thank you for allowing me to share what I'm offering today.
Oh, well, thank you. You definitely have our life force flowing in this episode. It is really amazing. Okay, let's go to a few more callers. We have time for a few more in the remaining time that we have. We're going to go up to Auburn, New York. Phone number ending in 6147. Hello, you're unmuted. What's your name? Auburn, New York. Is it Michelle? Okay, sorry, Michelle, we're moving on. We're going to go to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. This is a phone number ending in 3090. Hi, you're unmuted. What's your name, please?
Marianne.
Hi, Marianne.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, wow, you can hear me. I'm excited.
Yay, we are too.
Yeah, aloha.
Okay, aloha.
How can I serve you, Marianne? Okay. Hi,
I'm very excited that you picked me. I'm shocked, actually. But, okay, I got a big question for you. I kind of work as a conduit myself for nonverbal people with autism. They kind of need my joint attention to either type or get messages through. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to figure out, especially with one guy I'm seeing because people tell me he's going to be the first, is can you strengthen me somehow?
Yeah.
So that he can use his own, you know what I mean? I don't want to be, can he be independent of me as a conduit?
Yeah, because what's happening right now with you is you don't have a healthy boundary around yourself with everybody, and they're totally draining your life force energy. Are you aware of that?
No. I mean, I don't mind them doing it because it's kind of like I've allowed them to do it for, I kind of feel like it's part of my soul purpose.
No, I'm getting it really strong. So I have permission to connect with you because I'm actually getting a different story. And it's up to you, whatever I say. It's always your
opinion. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'll listen.
Okay. Your soul is something. I want to mention one thing. This is very important because your soul is coming through very strong with love for you. You've been doing this for past lifetime, sweetie. And, you know, I know with the new Earth energies and I know 2018 where your soul is wanting you to head. Of course, you're in a profession that you just love what you're doing. But your soul is asking for more healthy boundaries because really what's happening is that you're helping them, but you're not, in some ways, they need a little bit more of their own, how can I put it, do it on their own in some ways. You know, I mean, you're helping them to an extent, but what's happening is they're really just, like you said, they're kind of counting, they're kind of draining or depending on you too much, right?
I don't know. I don't know if they can do it any other way. Nobody has yet. Nobody's actually done it yet.
Yeah. Well, there's just some. Well, the thing about it is you're doing good, but your soul doesn't want them totally in your energy field, living off your life force energy. You know what I mean? So you could still help them, but not everybody connected to that extreme. Okay? Because they're like, I'm looking at your stomach right now. You have cords. You're like, you have one of those things where you plug in your wall socket. You have like a lot of people plugged into your belly. So
I've kind of known that.
Yeah, but it's
but
your
I kind
free
of
will.
Agreed to that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, it's up to you. I just want to mention you asked me, so I'm letting you know it's there because I see it.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
It's also your free will if you have it. But if you want to know what your soul's asking, this is because I'm a soul reader, okay, as well.
Okay.
Your soul is wanting to change that, okay, in some ways. So there's a way your soul says you could do your work and not have so many people just plugged in like that, draining your life force energy. So that's up to you. I could do, I don't know if you really want me to deactivate that because it sounds like you choose it, right?
I know. That's a hard one.
I won't do anything unless I'm invited.
I've kind of made that agreement myself for maybe 30 years now, and I think it's helped people. And
well, your
you know what I mean.
Yes.
And I think it's kind of my sole purpose. But maybe unless I'm totally wrong.
Well, it's not that you're wrong. It's just things are shifting and evolving. Nothing stays the same. Okay. So I would like to do a little clearing on you. This way, when we get off the phone today, maybe you can meditate and see if you get the answers clearer because right now you have too much in your energy field and you're not really picking up on your true self, okay?
Okay, thank you.
I would like to do that, and that's for anybody here on the call today that would like to get a little more clear because we've been doing some clearings. I'd like to clear you so you have a little bit more of a clearer mind and heart to feel your soul and really get your true answer yourself because that's really giving you your most power, okay?
Okay, thank you.
So let's do that. Okay, so just hold light above your head. And Marianne, I'm just going to clear you just to bring you back to yourself right now. And, of course, whatever you invited back in, your energy field, after our mini clearing right now, our healing session, that's up to you and that's always your free will. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, let's hold light and just imagine everything leaving from your feet all the way to your head right now that's not serving your highest good. And we're going to clear in everything out that's not you. Okay? Let's begin.
Thank you.
I'm going to make a loud sound. You probably will feel this. You feel something kind of lightening off your head, lifting off?
Yeah.
Yeah, that we're clearing all that stuff that's not you. So we want to bring you back to yourself. You have something to measure. A lot of people get a little selfish with themselves after I clear them. I'm like, I want to stay like this. I don't blame you. Why not feel peaceful? Because you're not been feeling that. So let's bring you back to really to you. Let's clear everything out. Just keep breathing and letting everything go in the light above your head. How's that feeling right now, your body?
Good, good.
Yeah, you're feeling lighter?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I am, thank you.
Now let's ground your soul to your feet so you get really strong answers when we hang up. Look at your feet. Look at your feet. Take a deep breath. How's your feet feel? A little bit more solid?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I brought your soul and your body, and I just cleared you out. How are you feeling right now since we started the call? And I just worked on you 2 minutes. How does it feel?
I'm feeling good.
All right. Well,
you,
I'm going to...
Can you bring their souls into their body like that to the point where they can talk and communicate on their own?
I want to mention one thing. I'm a integrity. I'm a total 100% integrity. I only can do the work when I'm invited. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And I just want to mention that. So if they're not here and consenting, I can't really go in their energy fields. I'm not allowed to do that. Okay? So please understand my integrity, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I only can do it with people who give me consent. But you can help them with you staying clear with you. They're going to follow your energy energetically. And if they see that you're kind of creating healthy boundaries and you're, you know, teaching with a good heart, doing your work, they're going to actually learn a lot more from you than just letting everybody just take everything from you, and they're not really evolving themselves, because it's all about self-empowerment for them, even though they have issues. Okay? So they're energetically
well,
learning from you. Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to disconnect my energy, but I want to mention this was powerful, Marianne, just to bring you back to yourself today and really clear out everybody's stuff right now, even though you're allowing that, because we need you to feel yourself right now. So you can make a decision to say, hey, yeah, I want to still do my work, but I still want to stay like this. Because right now, would you say you want to stay like this for how you're feeling?
Yeah, it feels good.
Yeah, exactly. And I just, your soul's with you, so just do a little bit of meditation if you get a chance today and see what answers come. Because I can tell you, I can see where you're evolving, and it's 2018 and we're doing this call today. You're still doing the same thing that you love, except your soul's just shifting gears a little bit, okay? And a little bit different.
That's fine. It can use a little of a gear shift for sure.
Yeah, that's all your soul's doing, is just shifting gears, okay? But it's all in a good way for your highest good and their highest good, okay? So I want to say thank you for give you some good soul wisdom today as well. Marianne, thank you so much.
Oh, and thank you. I really appreciate it.
Well, enjoy the energy.
I am. I plan
thank
to.
You.
Thank you, Marianne.
Thank you.
Much love.
Yes, much love. Very important there about healthy boundaries.
Yes.
I would say that many of us are empaths, and we give our power away. We can feel other people's energy, and we allow them to get in our field, and that's really where healthy boundaries come. So, Mary Ann, don't feel bad because you are shifting. You can still help these people in a very profound way, even with healthy boundaries. So
exactly. Beautiful.
Okay, well, this is awesome. I would like you to close our circle tonight, Dawn, with a clearing or an activation, soul embodiment that removes any financial blocks that people may have in receiving their powerful abundance.
Mm-hmm. Let's do a little bit more heart activation, because when we open our heart, we actually attract more love, which love actually comes into our lives as abundance, right? So the more we're open in our heart chakra, loving to receive, that's how we attract, right?
Yeah.
So I would like to do a little more heart activation. So everybody here, just go ahead and just put focus in your beautiful heart, and let's just, we're just going to kind of send your love to the world. And, you know, by doing that, you're actually going to attract more love in your life without even asking. And love comes in all different ways, which includes abundance. So how does that sound?
Well, that is divine. That is divine.
That's good.
Yes.
Okay. So let's go ahead and just do a little heart activation. Everybody put focus and attention in our heart. And again, you can think of somebody or somebody in your life that you love, including a pet or a little child or anybody. And let's just do this beautiful activation right now. Take a deep breath, everybody, and I hope you receive that. If not, you can always come back and listen to it on the replay, and thank you for that.
The luscious feeling and vibrations of the heart chakra magnetizing abundance to us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dawn Crystal, for this sound voice energy healing session. As we say goodbye, I'll let you close with a few parting words.
I just want to say thank you for everybody who's here with me today and also on the future replay, as there's no coincidence to everybody being here today. And whatever frequencies you receive, just know that it's meant to receive them. And I'm so grateful and honored to be here with everybody and humbled to share my gift. And I hope I can, I hope you're on one of my calls again in the future with Lorraine. And I hope I can work with you maybe on a private session. But anyway, I just want to say thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I want to send everybody a big aloha kiss from Maui. And I want to say, and the big word here when we say thank you, I'm going to give everyone a big mahalo. And mahalo always means thank you. So mahalo to everybody. Aloha.
Aloha and mahalo to you too. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dawn Crystal, for this potent sound healing session. Thank you. Namaste.
Aloha.
Aloha. Now it is time to dance our way to the cosmic heart. And this is Stevie Ann. Enjoy.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Peace when the day is done, and this old world's a new world, and a bold world for me. Deep. people stop and stare in. I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. I'm going where the weather suits my clothes again. Banking off of the northeast wind, sailing on a summer breeze, skipping over the ocean like a
listening, and thank you for dancing with us in our collective intentions as they go across the universe to the cosmic heart. I'd like to thank my wonderful team at AcousticHealth.com, Heidi, Tony, Tom, Pam, Suzanne, and Garner, who assist with the production of Quantum Conversations, online healing retreats, and more. And thank you, too, for listening. If you've enjoyed this program, please share it with your friends and loved ones. And we thank you for shining your magnificent light and adding it to the world. This is when we love ourselves like no one else can. We leave you now with music from the universe. Music literally created by the universe, as musical notes were assigned to mathematical equations. The result is this beautiful music, available at AcousticHealth.com. Namaste.